Who will it be? Will it be the steamrolling Capes United? Or the struggling glamour boys of Dynamos?
Viva Dynamos! Pamberine, guys!
That question will be answered at Rufaro Stadium Sunday when the two teams test each other's strength in one of the biggest derbies in African football. This game is classified alongside those between Al Ahly and Zamalek in Egypt, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates in South Africa, as well as the one between Asante Kotoko and Hearts of Oak in Ghana. And a capacity crowd should be at Rufaro Stadium to join in the action. The two teams are going through contrasting fortunes, with the Green Machine on the better side, but renowned football analyst Stanley Katsande has pointed out that in such high-tempo matches, form does not count.
It's always a high-profile occasion, and this time around it's no exception. And we expect current form to count for nothing, because the last thing that each of these teams would like to see happen is losing.
Capes United have not beaten Dynamos in a league match since 2009, but the Green Machine's vice-captain Moses Mchenge says they would want to put an end to that Dynamos dominancy.
They've been dominating us, and on Sunday, we want us to have that. We want to win.
The day will also mark another test for under-fire Dynamos coach Jorge Paulo Silva. The Portuguese coach is sitting on his second game of his three-match must-win ultimatum and will be sacked should he lose to the Green Machine. Capes United supporter Willy Mutungwa believes Dynamos' game against the former Cup Kings will mark the end of Silva's association with the 2008 Cup Champions League semi-finalist.
Just as good as saying you pack your bags and go. And for him, I think he's almost going to face the X after Sunday's game.
However, Silva himself is aware of the stakes on offer and has promised his fans celebration after the match talked about game.
To the fans of the Diamonds, I know it's a derby and everyone wants to win the derby, and I hope this Sunday give the 3 points more the derby win to the fans.
Knowledge Mtambara, a member of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association, sees nothing wrong with Silva and believes the Portuguese national is a good coach and will lead the Glamour Boys to victory over their bitter rivals.
Dynamos is going to win the match. The coach seems to be knowing what he's doing.
Dynamos have recalled forgotten striker Evans Gwekerere. Now to rugby. The curtain comes down on the 2016 Under-20 World Cup World Trophy with a final between Samoa and Spain set for Harare Sports Club Sunday. The final had initially been scheduled for the National Sports Stadium, but it to be moved due to low attendance figures. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.